1888.
Justice Ginsburg hospitalized. Now what? We'll give you an update on her condition. Meanwhile, top dog on the ground in Afghanistan, General McChrystal, says Afghanistan is worse than I expected. He did an exclusive interview with 60 Minutes and went on to say that the spread of violence in Afghanistan is just a little more than I would have gathered. And, of course, we all know this by now. It was leaked to the Washington Post about a week ago, part of his report in what is the strategy and moving forward after 8 years. Hey, we need more troops on the ground, like 30,000 to 40,000. In the meantime, scary stuff at home. The FBI arrests a Jordanian man for a Dallas bomb plot, and he wasn't the only one. There was somebody else stopped dead in their tracks in Springfield, Illinois, with the intent of blowing up the courthouse. This fresh on the heels of what happened in New York. So if you think the threat isn't among us, think again, folks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will, I promise, lighten the load a little bit later in the show. In our third hour, your chance to win some great prizes. All you have to do is nail the score. So far, nobody's done it, but we have yet another chance. We do this every single week during the NFL season, rather. So the computer will pick a game of the week. Here's how it works. Third hour, you call in. You tell us what team you think will win, what you think the final score will be. I say this all the time, but I'll say it one more time. You don't have to know a darn thing about football. You could hate football. It's like picking lottery numbers. And sometimes the person who knows less or doesn't know as much, you know, could be the winner because it's just a numbers game. It's like playing Keno at 3 in the morning in one of those cheesy casinos on the old side of Vegas when you're chowing down on some Chinese food. In the meantime, what about healthcare? Something big is happening with healthcare, actually. The public option, I thought that was off the books, the public option is headed for a vote on Friday. Tempers are flaring all over the place. Take a listen to Senator John Kyle and Senator Baucus going at it when it comes to interrupting and who gets to say what first. Just listen to both of them acting like little boys.
That $100 billion, Mr. Chairman, let me just complete my thought here.
In about 1 minute, you'll complete your thought. Okay, we got to.
I'll complete my thought and then make another point, Mr. Chairman.
This is your delaying, Senator, and we just have to move on.
Mr. Chairman, I am not delaying. I'm making an extremely important point.
It's a very, very important point, but you're also delaying. So let's. Other senators have amendments they wish to offer. So,
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead. You'll complete your thought. Then I'm going to have to recognize another senator. In deference to courtesy. Be courteous, other senators will also...
Mr. Chairman, it's courteous if you don't interrupt somebody right in the middle of the sentence of an important point they're trying to make.
All right, so tempers are definitely hot, 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 and there's so many amendments. You know, they're handing them out like Halloween candy. So this public option deal will actually be up for grabs in the Senate Finance Committee. And, you know, you might be taken aback by that because we keep hearing, well, no, what about the public option? Isn't that kind of off the table, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi, who was pushing that and tooting that horn and saying that nothing will go through the House without the public option. I mean, we're talking about the Senate Finance Committee. So check this out. Senator Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia, not too thrilled about this. The debate on Friday is the first time since the negotiations started with this whole health care reform thing months ago, that they're actually talking about the public option. Senator Chuck Schumer from New York says, look, we're going to have a full-blown debate in this, period, end of story. He, of course, backs big time the public option, and he says this might be an underdog, but don't count it out. Ooh, scary words. Do you hear that, America? Don't count it out. In other words, this is my agenda, and I'm going to try to ram this through, and you can bet I'm going to try to get as much support as possible for this. Now, the bill, how it's written right now by Chairman Max Baucus, in consultation basically with, what, two other Dems and three Republicans on the committee, offers health care cooperatives as that alternative, right? What some people are saying is that a public health insurance option is needed to lower government costs, right, and to expand coverage, because then you compete with private insurance companies and the public alternative would drive down premiums that the private guys are now holding over everybody's head because they have a monopoly. They're in charge of it all right now, and they've got a monopoly dangling over the heads of the American people. The health care bill, what Chuck Schumer is saying is, mark my words, the health care bill that will be signed into law by the president will have a good, strong, robust public option. Hey, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. I think we need health care reform. But the kind of health care reform that they're talking about, the public option that will drive costs spiraling out of control and will be no kind of public option in the end to anyone, is something I, for one, do not want to see. Because I think instead you will destroy, you will tear down what is actually good about health care instead of fixing what is wrong with health care. That's the problem. It's not completely broke. Yes, you have to worry about premiums. Yes, there has to be more affordability. Absolutely. Anybody who wants to get health care, who wants to be insured, should be afforded the opportunity of being able to get an affordable policy where they're not going bankrupt. People with pre-existing conditions, there has to be a way to deal with that. But the options clearly that are out there now are so far flung and are not cost effective. We keep coming back to the cost, the cost, the cost. Nobody wants to talk about the cost. Of course they don't want to talk about the cost because they know that when you look at it, it's not what's being said on paper. It's not, it cannot go down this way. Although it seems like we may have some shocking news with this public option when it's all said and done by the end of the week. Can you just imagine heading into the weekend, this massive chess match goes down this way? And the public option in the Senate bill, ooh, if it's in the Senate bill, they pass it with all those other provisions. Mm. See, then you look at reconciliation and you look at the House. The House bill has the public option, and that could obviously be adopted into the final bill because they only need the 51 votes. So here's the thing. If you have this in the Senate, this is the strategy. Because it's the moment for the public option. The real moment for the public option is that reconciliation or nuclear option. And that's what's going to happen. So the Democrats, I think, will push it through that way. But maybe this is a way to pull this up. You know, throw that public option out there and then dangle it back, obviously, with the House and keep it in the mix. Put it in the mix out there. And push forward that if you don't have the public option, then you're basically giving carte blanche to the insurance industry to charge whatever else they want to charge to everybody else. But I don't agree with that. You're going to shut out doctors, and you're going to find that healthcare is a ridiculous mess. They need to erase the state line. Tort reform, that will help the market. That will make it affordable. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, Manny Moe and Jax were the Three Stooges. Made an appearance at the UN. Ahmadinejad turned away from the Essex House in New York. He wanted to throw a dinner on Friday. Good for them for telling him to forget about it. Remember, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, says there really was no Holocaust. He's ridiculous. Hugo Chavez had his day in the sun, giving his speech at the UN, where he proclaimed that it doesn't smell like sulfur anymore, and then said, boy, I hope Obama doesn't get killed like Kennedy. That's nice. And, of course, Muammar Gaddafi, same thing. Nobody wanted him anywhere. Donald Trump, whether he knew or didn't know or whatever, ultimately, he didn't end up on Trump's estate, and nobody wanted to have him stay at their hotels in New York or in New Jersey or at any of the residences there either. So good for the people in that area. And get them out. Just let them go. Get them out of our country. To me, all three of them really did nothing but ramble on and on, trying to stir the pot, if you will, but nobody's paying attention. You know, Ahmadinejad gets up to speak, and half of the delegations just left. Canada led the way, and others followed suit. So bravo to our friends across the border. Speaking of our friends across the border, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
You're welcome.
That was good. Hey, like I said, oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah. And Ahmadinejad spreading, you know, BS about the Holocaust is a lie. You know, his excuse to Katie Kirk was, well, 60 million people died. But he didn't, you know, it was like, yeah, so? What about the, you know? He was just trying to tap dance around the truth. I mean, I got to give him credit. He is a good tap dancer, but excuse me, the truth is the truth, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. The truth is the truth.
And I'm thinking, what was the INS thinking by letting these three, and I better choose my words carefully because I know the FCC is listening, these three gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, you know, what was the INS thinking, you know?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, they're world leaders, so they get that free pass to come in and address
yeah.
the United Nations.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, I agree with you. Too bad Gaddafi couldn't have been, as somebody suggested to me, arrested on site. When you think of, look, I know he had ties to that Lockerbie bombing thing, and then the fact
right.
that Al Megrahi gets out and shoves it in everyone's face. I mean, come on.
I mean, oh, yeah, I mean, I know people are tired of hearing this, but, you know, you and I like a certain sport. Tie him up to a goalpost and let a certain hockey team, that shall remain nameless, Philadelphia Flyers, or in my case, Montreal Canadiens, and let them take pot shots at these guys and leave nothing, and don't even give them a jock. But then, of course, some of the players are saying, but it's a waste of a good puck. But, you know, even Marmar said he'd want to reopen the file on who killed Kennedy. And he said something to the effect of that. And it's like, excuse me, it's, you know, let the gentleman rest in peace. You know, I don't know what's his problem, you know, Ahmadinejad, of course, other people have called him other colorful names, saying that his nuclear program is only used for peace, and that my people are, you know, peaceful, loving people. I've got two words for that, and it's not he scores, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know what the UN was. I know the UN is saying, but look, they're world leaders. But what was the UN thinking by letting these people in? You know?
Yeah, like I said, unfortunately to me, the UN has become a useless organization. I said on a scale of 10, what would you give them? I say like a 3 because they do drop food and help people, poor people in certain nations. So
right.
I give the people who are those workers especially credit for that. But
right.
ultimately, as a body of people expressing thoughts and the world leaders to come there, to me, I don't see what spreads out of the UN other than lame excuses and no real muscle behind them when they say they're going to have these embargoes and everything else. They don't follow through with half of them.
And it's also another touristy spot in New York City, too.
That's what it is. That's it. It's a tourist spot.
Yeah, and I mean, and for some you know, ambassadors, it looks good on the, you know, it looks good when they send their CVs out saying, hey, I was a UN ambassador. You know, at least
yeah, that's right.
And, you know, because unfortunately, a lot of previous UN ambassadors from Canada end up going into politics, and some of them use, you know, people say, why should I vote for you? Well, I was a UN ambassador. So like one guy said, so what's that going to do in helping me find a job? You know?
Well, except for that, they think there's a certain kind of cachet, and
right.
there is a backdoor way, because I know somebody that tried to use the UN for this, is that you can try to make deals on water and other things, and if you have the right connections,
right.
then there's some commerce that could come through there, but that's also very dicey, as we know, and certain mm-hmm. people have been caught in compromising situations trying to wheel and deal, to say the least, and that's, again, what the problem is with the UN, that there is this underlying corruption, too, Sam.
I know, and I was going to say, look at Kurt Waldheim. I mean, people accuse him of being a Nazi, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, great example.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what this world is coming to. I mean, you know what, the world's problems decided on a hockey rink. I hate to bring that hockey analogy, and I apologize to your listeners who aren't hockey fans, but, decided on a hockey rink, make it a shootout, and whatever country scores the most goals, you know, that's it.
Well, we already do that with the Olympics, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
And, of course, you know, the Olympics, in the winter anyway, you do have hockey as a sport. Supposedly that was the idea, not to settle things, but the whole spirit of, oh, we're competing your teams against our teams, and here's the world stage and, you know, and whatnot. But bottom line is, back to the beginning of that conversation, to me, the UN has become pretty much obsolete. No question about it. I mentioned this, that the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg has been hospitalized. That's worrisome if you think about it. She fell ill when she was in her chambers. You know, Ginsburg is 76 years old. She felt lightheaded, fatigued. She got treatment for iron deficiency. So she was basically monitored by an in-house doc. They did blood tests. She was stable. Just as a precaution, they took her to a hospital in Washington. Remember, she had surgery in February for pancreatic cancer, and she termed the removal of her cancer pretty successful. She was back on the bench pretty quickly. It was just 18 days, and she was right in the thick of it. Now, this is a Supreme Court justice who's been there since 93. She was the second woman appointed to the court. Many feel that the court would really change should something happen to her or if the 76-year-old were to step away. Again, she just felt lightheaded, and that's the gist of it, and apparently she's okay, but it sends shockwaves across America when you talk about the possibility of another Supreme Court justice retiring, leaving, you know, whatever, because, again, that means Obama could appoint, could nominate another Supreme, and then ultimately you'd see a big change on that bench. I think ideology-wise, that would probably be what would happen. So, you know, does she stay, and is she in good health, and goes on and on and on for a couple more years? Then again, you look at some of her rulings, so how much would that flip? You know, kind of a toss-up. But the fact that there would be another possibility that could color things in a different way, certainly. All right, I mentioned also the idea that we've got these terrorist threats all of a sudden that are starting to be exposed, that have bubbled up. One in Dallas, the idea was to blow up a big building in Dallas that was 60 stories high, that's one of the centerpieces down there, and a 19-year-old illegally in this country, Jordanian, who had assimilated with people not too far out of the city in a small town, was plotting to do that. The FBI started to uncover it and unravel that something, that he was pretty radical. They reeled him in a sting operation, set it up like he was actually going to carry it out. He thought he was going to blow up the building, had the truck full of explosives, or what he thought was explosives, underneath the building in a parking garage, but of course they never went off. When he hit his cell phone, it went to the FBI and they arrested him. A similar thing happened in Springfield, Illinois. This guy was a guy who was in prison, decided when he came out that he was Islamic and was planning a jihadist movement of his own. He was going to blow up the courthouse there. And that's not the only one. How about North Carolina, the man who allegedly planned to attack the Marine base? We have details on that. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Somebody somewhere wants to blow up a building, perhaps close to you. Don't think it can't happen. In Dallas, they stopped a plot of a 19-year-old man who was here illegally from Jordan and luckily saw that he was an extremist, thought he might be an extremist, hooked him in, made the 19-year-old think that he had brothers in arms who were part of an Al-Qaeda cell, which, of course, they weren't. They were FBI agents, but they were fluent in Arabic. And they set him up in a sting, did the same thing, as I explained already, in Illinois. And at least we forget things that have happened previous to this, like North Carolina. Remember the man who was planning the Marine base attack? Yeah. So we're starting to see these things come to light a lot more and more of the details. There was a North Carolina man who was accused of plotting his own holy war overseas, but he also planned to attack the Marine base at Quantico, Virginia, too. So he's one of the charge is one of three counts in a new indictment about this guy or to this guy, Daniel Patrick Boyd, who they say is the ringleader of the guys charged with training in North Carolina for a violent jihad. Remember when that story bubbled up and people kind of just shoved it away and there wasn't much conversation? We had conversation here on America Tonight about it. The FBI found weapons, thousands of rounds of ammunition, $13,000 in his home in Raleigh. And now they're starting to tie other things to him that they're able to nail down, including, you know, the conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and conspire to murder, kidnap, maim, injure people. One of the guys supposedly fled to Pakistan, and the other men are in custody. In August, if you remember, a federal judge denied bail for the seven in custody, but he was skeptical about the charges against them. That raised a lot of eyebrows. Oh, so, you know, they're exaggerating it. I even remember his name, a judge named William Webb, who said that these defendants made a number of statements about holy war, but that they could be interpreted in just in isolation as a bunch of bragging. And sure enough, what they've been able to find is they had a playbook. They had tons of guns, as I mentioned. They had a playbook. They had incredible connections to other jihadists. I'd say that they were planning to do something and that it was not just about bragging. What's so scary is you look at this Daniel Boyd guy, and he's a decent-looking guy. Looks like he couldn't hurt a flea. Looks like he would just be someone that would be flinging the football around in the backyard, watching a little NFL, hanging out, go grabbing some grub, playing darts maybe on a Saturday night. Then here he was conspiring to harm Americans. Yeah. And overseas, too, as well. So, you know, you just shake your head when you hear these stories. And remember this. When people say that, you know, this can't happen again 8 years later because, you know, we've got the agents we have on the case and all these other reasons why it won't happen again, and geez, it's exaggerated and it's fear-mongering and there's no terror cells. That's just not true. I mean, of course there is, because if you're a radical and your idea is to harm or to become a martyr, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? What ultimately is your purpose? But the scary thing is the homegrown guys mixed in with people from others from the Middle East who then come and assimilate into the United States. Wow. I mean, I can just imagine the particular divisions in the FBI and what goes on there and what they're buzzing about. And that's why people were furious about the CIA and some of the things now that are happening. I say the Attorney General needed to read the fine print, and he should have paid closer attention to what went down with those interrogations as far as the legal part of it, what was in writing. Not just reading the notes, he should have read the full body of a lot of that paperwork before anybody did anything. And there's no reason to go back and open this up again other than to scare off more would-be agents or people that are necessary, I think, to the comfort of the American people and to protect us, along with some of those FBI guys, because, you know, they got to be able to do their job, and certainly that's the bottom line. Barack Obama getting a lot of tube time recently. We know that he spoke at the UN, as I mentioned the other day. This time around, Obama was talking about some new strategies that were needed. Here's what he said.
I called for this one so that we may address at the highest level a fundamental threat to the security of all peoples and all nations, the spread and use of nuclear weapons. As I said yesterday, this very institution was founded at the dawn of the atomic age, in part because man's capacity to kill had to be contained. And although we averted a nuclear nightmare during the Cold War, we now face proliferation of a scope and complexity that demands new strategies and new approaches. We have made it clear that the Security Council has both the authority and the responsibility to respond to violations to this treaty. We've made it clear that the Security Council has both the authority and responsibility to determine and respond as necessary when violations of this treaty threaten international peace and security. That includes full compliance with Security Council resolutions on Iran and North Korea. Let me be clear. This is not about singling out individual nations. It is about standing up for the rights of all nations who do live up to their responsibilities.
All right, so nukes were the focus, or part of the focus, as we were telling you before, for Barack Obama. Certainly not the focus for the Venezuelan butcher, the President Hugo Chavez. Most of what he talked about, he's kind of actually all over the map, most of what he talked about was, you know, his partners in crime, pretty much. And when I say his partners in crime, paying homage to Cuba and lifting embargoes and changing, you know, your minds on embargoes and all that other sort of stuff. And then, of course, also talking about things like improving ties with the president in Iran and Israel and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. And, you know, also he went off on the idea that people are trying to silence him and there are people that would overthrow him and have him assassinated and all that other sort of nonsense. So Chavez, of all three, Ahmadinejad, ridiculous. Gaddafi, ridiculous. Chavez, the least ridiculous of all three, but I say the least ridiculous of all three. He, after all, was the guy who made the comment, as I said, that the UN doesn't smell of sulfur anymore. So you always know when he shows up, he's gonna trip the light fantastic in a much different way, rambling on and on and on, and comparing Obama to John F. Kennedy and hoping that he wouldn't be killed like John F. Kennedy. And as I said, starting off, that it didn't smell like sulfur, because remember, he said that 3 years ago after speaking, after being at the lectern, after speaking after Bush, he made that comment to gig President Bush. So he looked around the podium and made that comment for people who don't know. He did criticize a bunch of U.S. policies. He questioned, like I said, what you were getting from Obama, if there were two Obamas or not. He also accused the Pentagon of being behind the ousting of the Honduran President Zelaya in the military coup back in June. And, you know, he went off on a couple of other strange things, as I said. But of the three, I guess he was the least offensive, which really isn't saying very much if you think about it. All right, the big story, of course, in Washington still continues to be healthcare. If you missed me talking about this a little while ago, the public option apparently is up for grabs. Oh, yeah, that's going to be talked about with the Senate Finance Committee and then thrown to a vote as well. So will there, you know, what ultimately is this form of healthcare going to take? What is it going to look like in the end? Will it include some sort of a public option? Chuck Schumer is pushing hard for this and saying it's not healthcare reform if you don't have that public option in there. So there's a very good chance that whether it be through the House, which is most likely what's going to happen, through the nuclear option or reconciliation, because they don't need the 60 votes, that there may be some form of that. It's not going to be some of the other things that were proposed, that they're flat out will be this idea of the public option in there, which let's hope they beat it down. As Jana from Iowa said a couple of nights ago on this show, don't sit on the sidelines. If you have a beef with all of this, and I think most of you do, whatever you think should be done with health care, take the 5 minutes to send an email to your senator and to your congresspeople, etc., to express your feelings, since they represent you, after all. Because trust me, tempers were flaring during these health care negotiations. There's so many, 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 many amendments that are being proposed that you can't even keep track of all of it. Coming up on the flip side, what's the latest with Acorn? We'll tell you about it next.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
All right, a good time to remind everybody in our third hour on America Tonight, we have nailed the score. That means you dial these digits, 800-259-5791. The computer will pick the game of the week. You tell us who you think's going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. And if you're lucky enough to nail the score, you win our prize package. It is chock full of great things. I keep saying the cell phone because who can't use a cell phone? If your cell phone goes out, boom, you got another cell phone. Or movie tickets or food gift certificates to all kinds of places like Olive Garden and whatnot. And there's some other things. I don't want to tell you everything that's in there because then that spoils the surprise. That's no fun. When you get your prize pack, then you'll be elated if you should nail the score. So far, no one's been able to do it. This is week three of Nail the Score. Maybe this will be the lucky week for somebody. It's just like playing the lottery, circling the numbers. You never, never know what's going to happen, except for here, you don't have to pay a buck. It's free. It's just a phone call. So keep the number written on your hand. Pull over to the side of the road. Scribble on your McDonald's bag, because after all, there's McDonald's, what is it, 107 feet away from wherever you are, or 107 miles, whatever it is. It's crazy all over the United States. So 800-259-5791. We're going to get into Acorn in a second, but thumbs up to J.C. Dugard, who's going to testify against the people who held her captive for 18 years, the Garridos. Yeah. They announced that today, that she's going to actually do that. That's a good thing. because a lawyer for her family had a little news conference. Everybody wants to know. This is a kid who was snatched up when she was 11. Her life completely destroyed or altered by these people. And all she was doing was going to school in South Lake Tahoe back in 1991. So I'm glad that that's going to happen. Can you imagine what's going to happen when the full story comes out? This way they hopefully will be locked away forever and ever and ever. You could only hope that that would happen to these people. And also, the family has gotten donations of more than $100,000 from the public, so that's good news. Do we have some applause for that? That's awesome news that people are giving money to this family, because it's got to be difficult. It's a strange situation with the two daughters and all that other sort of stuff, and they don't have a lot of money, so that's nice. John is listening to us in Iowa. Hey, John. Oh, John slipped away. John, if you call back, we'll give you a free pass. In the meantime, Acorn. What's the latest with Acorn? A lot of people are starting to come out of the woodwork now and defend Acorn, saying that it's a little heavy-handed because you have some low-level employees doing what they did on videotape, on, you know, when they were taped without knowing it, and advising people how to swindle the government, basically. But that you need to take a look. I've just read a story today where the columnist said, why are we taking away the money from Acorn? If we're taking away the money from Acorn, we need to take away money from the crusade in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, why defund them because of a couple of lowlifes? Ooh, I think there's been too much going on with Acorn to not want to stop the money from flowing to Acorn. Granted, they already have a big budget, and most of that budget comes from other sources and donations and stuff, but I don't think the government should chip in anything for Acorn because of the voter fraud, because of some of the other things that have happened. Voter fraud is probably the biggest thing, and now, of course, this latest thing. Forget about it. Pull the funding. Just pull it. It's not worth it. So what does a guy like Lamar Smith, a congressman, Republican from Texas, think about this whole deal with Acorn and why it needs to go away?
I think this is all positive news. It's a step in the right direction. These are good developments. We now have the Inspector General of the Treasury Department saying that he will investigate. Last week, I wrote the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, who has also said they will investigate. I just also wrote the Government Accounting Office, which is an arm of Congress, to ask them to investigate. And we're still waiting to hear back whether or not the FBI is going to investigate as well. So these are all positive developments. We need to investigate everything, particularly how each of those $53 million federal dollars, really taxpayers' dollars, were spent by Acorn. But we also have to investigate the illegal activity, possibly criminal actions that were undertaken by various Acorn individuals. And that's just as important. This goes back a year or two, for example. What I really am interested in is how much, if any, of the voter registration fraud was committed by Acorn. They're being investigated already in 20 states, and that is a serious offense, because when you start tampering with elections, that goes to the essence of our form of government, democracy. So we want to get to the bottom of that, as well as to the bottom of how the federal dollars have been spent. Well, it's not enough for two reasons. First of all, when you have an internal audit like this, you're really just looking at the money. You're not looking at the criminal activity that, for instance, the FBI, I hope, will look at as well. So you're just looking at the money. That's important. But the other thing is, this so-called independent auditor is actually a very former liberal democratic activist himself. So he's going to have a lot of pressure on him to be objective and really get to the bottom of it. But whenever you have an entity like Acorn, who allegedly has committed criminal and other types of illegal actions, you are always a little bit suspicious when they call for their own audit. Far better to have a third party, an objective auditor and investigation, take a look at the organization. So let's go on forward with all these other possible investigations. We have several now that might be ongoing, and see where they take us. We need to get to the bottom of it. Meanwhile, I think all the officials, all the leaders, all the officers of Acorn should resign immediately until this is cleared up, if it is cleared up.
All right, so it makes a good point at the end. If it is cleared up and it's good, follow the money. That's ultimately, you can follow the money anywhere, and it's going to lead you to what the true story is. And now with that happening, I think it will probably uncover maybe a few other things that Acorn doesn't want out there, but we'll see. At least nail them for some of the things that have happened in the past, certainly. Stacy's listening to us in Missouri. Hello, thanks for the call.
Good to be on, Kate. Acorn, man, I'll tell you what, that is just a waste of taxpayers' money, and they should have got rid of that a long time ago.
I agree.
Yes, it's insane. It's absolutely insane, especially the video that those two people made, and then they fired them for making the video, which is ridiculous. They were doing their job what they were told to do, and then they fired them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, to let it go this far, I mean, we go back to the voter fraud, which was ridiculous. And it was so rampant that, you know, they should have cut them off at the pass there. But, okay, so now this happens. I mean, how many strikes do you get?
What kills me is I can't even believe that our president that we got, look what happened with Blagojevich in Illinois. I mean, all voter fraud, all kinds of things, underhanded, told contracts going out the window, millions and millions of dollars, and he become our president. It's ridiculous.
I mean, here's the thing that's interesting. I was saying this on our last show, that was, to me, that was the true telltale sign, Stacey, that people are starting to realize what's now happening with Obama. You have a guy like Ralph Nader, who's run for president, the third party candidate forever and ever, the consumer advocate guy, he's even saying, look, the guy's a waffler. He goes back and forth. He's got no stomach for this. He is, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, even he's saying that. So that, I say that because everybody always thinks, it's just extremists that think that. How can you not think? Are you watching what Obama's doing? That's not true. A lot of people that are independents, a lot of people that are liberal Democrats are not happy with what they're seeing from Obama. And, you know, you're right. The Acorn thing happens. It's that whole thing about where there's smoke, there's fire. And it was there from the very beginning, you know, and he was a good speaker, and he knew how to rally people around him. But I think, as I said, there are groups that certainly elected Obama that are not happy with what they're seeing coming out of that inexperienced White House, to say the least. Thanks for the call, Stace.
Thank you. Love what you do, hon. You have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, coming up in our next hour, I know I don't want to sound like a broken record, but people always ask me, when is Nail the Score? I forget, Kate. It's so new again. Bringing it back this year. All right. Third hour, always the third hour, Thursday into Friday. You know, we're talking heavy stuff. We got terrorist plots going on. We have the stuff with Acorn. We have the nutballs talking at the UN, speaking at the UN. You know, Manny Moe and Jack, Ahmadinejad, Chavez. And who was the other nutball? Ahmadinejad, Chavez, and, Gaddafi, because nobody wanted any of them to stay anywhere. I guess Chavez has some friends in the United States, but the other two certainly didn't. So we lighten the load in the third hour if you can hang through with us. Hopefully your station does that, or you can email us at americatonight.net. We'll pick the game of the week. You have a chance to win some fabulous prizes. And that's all good, my friends, because we want to give them away here on America Tonight.